The roadless rule has applied to Alaska for more than a decade. It makes it difficult to build new roads through national lands. But the U.S. Forest Service is proposing changes that could make Alaska the only state that doesn't have to follow the federal rule. Of six alternatives listed in the plan, a full exemption is the Forest Service's recommended choice. Alaska's congressional delegation has long pushed for the full exemption in the Tongass, saying there needs to be more access to timber and energy opportunities in the Southeast Alaska region. Owen Graham agrees. He's the president of Alaska Forest Association, a timber industry group. He calls Tuesday's announcement a great thing.
We can have just harvest jobs, but what we want is manufacturing jobs that provide year-round employment.
But Graham says this is just one step in the right direction. Retaliation tariffs placed on logs shipped to China have been hitting some sectors of the small industry hard. Graham is uncertain how long it'll take to see big, systemic changes in how the Tongass National Forest is managed.
Right now, the industry's, you know, just crumbling apart. There's hardly anybody left. You know, every year we lose more of our loggers because there's just not enough line to keep everybody going.
The Forest Service has been working on a range of options in the Tongass. But in August, the Washington Post reported that a conversation between Governor Mike Dunleavy and President Donald Trump tipped the scales. And the Forest Service started working on the full roadless rule exemption. Joel Jackson, the president of the Organized Village of Cake, says he's worried about what these changes could mean for his community. Cake is a remote village that depends on the wild food the Tongass provides. Historically, large-scale industrial logging damaged salmon streams.
You know, it's sad that we have to continue to fight our own government to protect our forests and the streams.
Jackson says the Organized Village of Cake is considering filing a lawsuit against the Forest Service. He suspects many other organizations will too.
We don't throw our hands up in the air. We just buckle down and start talking. What's the next step?
The U.S. Forest Service will publish its justification for the change in the Federal Register later this week. The public will have a chance to weigh in on the draft proposal until December 17th. A final decision is expected by 2020. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Elizabeth Jenkins in Juneau.